Listening to ABC Radio Brisbane.
And Breakfast DJ today, I'm after your song suggestions around the theme of May. So I reckon May in the title of the song would suit pretty well as we start this brand new month. Your suggestions on the text line 0467 922 612. If you were like me on the weekend, you might have been stuck in traffic getting to the sunny or the Gold Coast. And so an interesting response here that's come through on a question on notice in Queensland Parliament about just how many of us, what's the expectation for how many trips will be taken on public transport in the future, come the year 2050. It reveals the goal for the state government for the percentage of journeys made on public transport is just 9%. Just 9%. Robert Dow is from the advocacy group Rail Back on Track. Robert Dow, good morning to you.
Morning, Craig. How are you doing? Happy May Day.
Happy May Day to you too. What do you make of that goal of 9%?
Oh, throwing in the towel, Craig. We've got to go a lot higher than that. We need to aim for at least 20 to 30%. Mr. Berkman has suggested 50%. Mm. Now, in some parts of inner Brisbane, we are approaching 40 to 50% mode share for public transport, believe it or not, because the public transport's there, it's frequent, and it's accessible. But unfortunately, throughout most of southeast Queensland, where we've got low density, outer urban sprawl, it's probably the best description, which is served very poorly by public transport. So we need to focus on improving the frequency, the connectivity and the accessibility of our public transport as we move away from inner Brisbane. Now, their target of 9% mode share translates to 1.6 million trips per day in the year 2050. Mm. Now, we have a campaign going, Craig. We call it Target 400, which is to get 400 million trips per year by 2032. Now, that works out to be about 1.1 million trips per day. And the government's target is 1.6 million trips in 2050.
Wow.
Come on. It needs to be at least 5 million trips per day on public transport in southeast Queensland to give us all a fighting chance. Otherwise, we're just going to be in chronic gridlock. You're going to have the problems that you were describing going up to the Sunshine Coast and people experience on the Gold Coast. It's only going to get worse. Electric cars displacing internal combustion engine cars, it's not going to do a great deal. We're still going to have too many cars, too many, a lot of congested roads and traffic. We need to ramp up our public transport.
Now, Robert Dow, the government would say, well, Cross River Rail is happening, that they are investing in new train fleets and the like. But sitting in traffic on the weekend, going through a couple of roadwork sites, there'd been an accident or two on the Bruce Highway, so things came to a halt a couple of times. And my wife and I looked around at the other cars. Most probably had one person in them. And we went, what's it going to take to get people out of a car and onto public transport? Just say in that section between Brisbane and the Sunshine Coast. What do you think would be that catalyst to get people out of a car?
It's frequency. It's running trains frequently, electric trains, electric trams, electric buses. That's the future. And running them frequently. We spend billions of dollars on infrastructure, like new Cross River Rail, the new railway to Springfield, for example, a new railway to Kippering. And we run trains every 30 minutes? Come on. We need to be running trains every 15 minutes and running buses to match that. And that makes public transport attractive. It means that waiting times are very short, journey times are quicker overall, much easier to connect between train and buses when you have high frequency services. That's what it takes. We've actually got some good infrastructure. We're just not using it properly, Craig. We're underservicing it.
So effectively, turn up and go. That's what you're saying.
Well, that's it. Yeah, and that will drive the mode shifts. Don't forget, active transport's going to play a major part too in our transport future, and that's really good because it leads to a healthier community overall anyway. But public transport, the mode share that the government is forecasting for 2050 is underdone, grossly underdone.
9% is what they say. No. And you say stretch that target. Let's aim far higher than that. You talk about turn up and go, but it's also the speed of the service too, isn't it? Say to somewhere like the Sunshine Coast, you weigh it up in your head because you get to Nambour, then you would have to jump on, say, a bus to get to a place like Noosa. And you go, oh, you know what? It's easier just jumping in the car, even though you might be stuck looking at brake lights.
Yeah, well, it won't be easier in the car if we keep going the way we're going.
Mm.
There are plans to speed up the Sunshine Coast line, for example, and we have the project happening between Currumbin and Benleigh, the Gold Coast Faster Rail, as it's termed. So there will be quicker overall journey times in the future. But instead of running trains every 1.5, 2 hours on the Sunshine Coast, they need to be running every 30 minutes, Craig, to make it attractive for people to use. Otherwise, you're waiting too long. If you miss a connection, it means you might wait another hour and a half for a bus. Not good enough. They need to step up the frequency overall of our network. That will drive mode share increase. The government's 1.6 million trips per day in 2050 needs to be at least 5 million trips per day in 2050, Craig.
Not the 1.6, as you mentioned.
No, no.
Which would be
underdone, grossly underdone.
Underdone. Robert Dow, good of you to always join us. Thanks so much.
Welcome. Have a good day.
Robert Dow from the advocacy group Rail Back on Track. What are your thoughts around that? Is it just about that frequency that would get you on a train and out of a car, for instance? Let me know, 1300 222 612, or you can text 0467 922 612.